Good morning, everyone. This is Will Kautz. I want to thank Eric for inviting me to lead the call. Our daily 15-minute motivational call's purpose is to put you in the best mindset to have an outstanding day. It's better than a cup of coffee. This morning's topic is how to recognize social styles. Recognizing and learning social styles helps develop more friendships, and that's good because nobody buys from their enemies. You know, your personal social style is like a genetic description of your personality. Everyone has their primary or foundational social style, although with social styles, communicating with and relating to other social styles is a learned skill. It's a learned skill set, not a trait like a fingerprint or the tone of your voice. You know, so while you're fixed with your primary, you can develop the characteristics of the other social styles. And that's a good thing. That's learning how to relate to other people in the language they speak. And relating to and communicating with other social styles, because it's a learned skill set, it might take some time, but it's something that we can do. You know, you have your primary as a starting point to recognize what your social style is, what your social style hot buttons are, and from there, you can learn the formula for identifying other people's social style and their hot buttons. You know, so the mindset about social styles is that learning them helps you build better relationships. So what are social styles? Well, if you're taking notes or you got a pen or paper close, I'm going to give you a graph here. So draw a big plus sign, relatively big, couple, 3-4 inches, and then, so you've got four quadrants, and the top left quadrant, write the word analytical and leave some room below that and in that quadrant. So going clockwise, you've got analytical in the top left, driver in the top right, expressive below driver, and then to the left, bottom left quadrant is amiable. Now, I first learned social styles about 28 years ago, and I liked the way I was taught because it came with a memory hook for each social style using an animal, okay? So I'm going to give you the animals now, too. So in the analytical quadrant, below analytical, write giraffe, and then below driver, write lion, and then for expressive, write monkey, and then under amiable, write turtle. So, I mean, starting off with analytical, you could kind of picture a giraffe, right? They kind of take their time. They're really big, so they don't move super quick. They're not agile, but they take their time. They're kind of methodical. You know, the lion, self-explanatory, right? I mean, you can picture a lion, and they just kind of move through their territory. The expressive, they're not on the ground. There's not enough to do on the ground. They're in the trees because they can go up the branches, jump from one to another. They're busy people. They're really social, right? And then you get the amiable. I mean, you get the turtle. You could picture the turtle. They wait until everything's kind of quieted down and calm, and then they stick their head out to make sure. And then when it is, they confirm it's quiet, calm, nobody's around, their legs come out, and they stand up, and they slowly get moving. You know, but the fact is they got a purpose. They're going somewhere. So now, so you've got the four quadrants. You've got the social styles, analytical, driver, amiable, expressive. Now, above analytical driver, if that was a line above there, the top, write task-oriented, and then down at the bottom on the opposite end, write relationship-oriented, and then on the left side, where it's analytical and amiable, to the left of that. Yeah, I just unmuted the line. Can everybody hear me? Because I'm getting something, a recording from the system. Hello? Okay, good morning, everyone. This is Will Kautz. Again, first, I want to thank Eric for inviting me to lead the call, and thank you for your patience with a little bit of technical difficulties this morning. Our daily 15-minute motivational call's purpose is to put you in the best mindset to have an outstanding day. It's better than a cup of coffee. And thank you for the text to confirm that you can hear the recording this time. Awesome. All right, so today's topic is how to recognize social styles. Now, recognizing and learning social styles helps develop more friendships. You know, and that's a good thing because nobody buys from their enemies, right? So the mindset about social styles is that learning them helps you build better relationships. So you have your personal social style, and your personal social style is like a genetic description of your personality. You know, everyone has their primary or foundational social style, although with social styles, communicating with and relating to other social styles is a learned skill set, not a trait like a fingerprint or the tone of your voice. So while you're fixed with your primary, you can develop the characteristics of the other social styles, and that's going to be key. So what are social styles? Well, let's draw a graph, just a big plus sign. And in the top left corner, give me a second to draw that, in the top left corner and moving clockwise around it, it's right analytical and leave some room below that. And then on the top right corner, driver, and leave some room below that. And then the bottom right corner, expressive, leave some room below that, and then amiable on the bottom left corner. So you've got analytical, driver, expressive, and amiable. And then below those, I'm going to give you some animal correlations. And I like this because when I learned about social styles about 28 years ago, the people who taught me used animals as memory hooks, and they worked well for me. I hope they work for you. All right, so the analytical under that, right, giraffe, and then for driver, lion, and then for expressive, monkey, and then for amiable, turtle. Now, you know, here's the memory hook. You know, you could picture a giraffe, right? Tall, methodical, just kind of moving along, taking a look at everything, kind of absorbing, gathering all that info for their landscape. The lion just kind of moves through wherever they're going. You know, the jungle or the plains, they're just moving through as a group, right? And then expressive, they're not on the ground. There's not much to do on the ground. It's kind of boring. They're up in the trees. They're over the branches, jumping tree to tree, seriously doing some socializing up there, right? They're all over the place. And then the turtle, kind of sitting there, waiting for it to get quiet. And when it gets quiet, they kind of stick their head out. And, yeah, it's quiet. And then out come their legs. And then they stand up, and then they start moving, you know? They're not, you know, lightning fast or nothing, but, you know, they've got a purpose, and they're going somewhere. All right, so now, above analytical and driver, as if there was a line there, like just on top, right task-oriented, And then below that, opposite, task-oriented, below amiable and expressive, right, relationship-oriented. And then to the left of analytical and amiable, right, askers, A-S-K-E-R-S, askers. And then to the right of driver and expressive, opposite askers, right, tellers. Not bank tellers, just tellers of instruction. So you know, if you're talking to somebody and they ask you to do something, you're probably talking to an analytical. If you're talking to somebody and they tell you to do something, then you're talking to a driver. If you're talking to somebody and they ask you how you're doing, you're probably talking to an amiable. And then if you're talking to somebody else and they tell you about a party that they've put together and you have to be there, you're talking to an expressive. Okay, so here's a formula. Here's a formula. Action words plus results equals social style. So action words plus results equals social style. So if the action word is ask and the result is to please, then you're talking to an amiable. If the action word is a tell and the result is to accomplish, you're talking to a driver. If the action word is tell and the result is an experience, then you're probably talking to an expressive. Then if the action words are an ask and the result is to accomplish, then you're probably talking to an analytical. So think about those action words. They're key identifiers when you're listening to people. If you're talking to somebody and you're getting a directive, or the words they're using are directives, then that helps you narrow it down from the four to two. It would be a driver or an expressive, giving you direction. Or if the action words are requesting, then you can narrow it down to either an amiable or an analytical. Now, the challenge with learning these action words and how to read the person you're talking to so that you can communicate in their language is that we can misread someone as being rude or weak when they're just communicating in their genetic personality language. You know, think about that. When you're talking to somebody, is this person really being what I'm perceiving, or are they just communicating in their genetic personality language? You know, so be careful in your judgment of others as not to misread them. You know, if you're communicating with somebody and you're thinking they're weak, you could be misreading an amiable. If you think they're rude, you could be misreading a driver. If you're communicating with somebody and you're thinking they're unfocused or flaky, you could be misreading an expressive. And then for the analytical, they come off apathetic. You know, that's a misread. You know, now it could be accurate in some situations, but, you know, you got to give the social style the benefit of the doubt. You see, some social styles are high emotion and others are low emotion. You know, an amiable and an expressive, those two are high emotion. They're relationship oriented. The driver and the analytical, they're low emotion. They're task oriented. And that's the key component to recognizing the social style and getting on the same plane so that you can more successfully deliver what your prospect needs. And that's where I'm going next. It's how do social styles play out in the sales process? Does your prospect need more information? Do they need to know this is a good decision? Are you getting a feeling that they're trying to figure out if you're reliable? Do they need to know that you're reliable? Or does your prospect need to know that this will be a good experience? You know, when we're in the sales process, building trust and rapport, we have a responsibility, because learning these social styles carries a big responsibility, because there have been people who have used these social styles to manipulate others just because they've been good at being able to read and communicate in a social style language. Okay? But that's what I love about Eric's systems and the program and his definition of sales. Selling equals service. Sell from honesty, integrity, and compassion. Selling is about leading. Selling is about moving people to action. And so learning social styles really supports the selling is about leading and selling is about moving people to action, because you are caring enough about the person you're talking to give them the information that they need. You know, if somebody is looking for more information, you're probably talking to an analytical person. You know, and if somebody is, you know, trying to figure out if this is a good decision, you're probably talking to an amiable, because an amiable wants to make sure they make a good decision because there are people affected in the company based on your decision, and they want to take care of them. So is working with you a good decision? Give them the information. You know, and then do they need to know you're reliable? That's a driver. A driver is a task-oriented person who tells other people what to do in the company, and they just want to get the job done. Now, the thing is, that can come off rude or uncaring sometimes, but the reality is they want to get the job done to make sure they're taking care of their people, but their focus is accomplishment, task-oriented. So are you a reliable person to buy from? And if you can communicate that in your trust, building trust and rapport, you're going to have more success with a driver. And an expressive, they need to know that this will be a good experience, because with an expressive, relationship-oriented, sure, they're going to tell people what to do, but they want to make sure that they're doing the right thing, because they're seeking approval and recognition for accomplishing good things. And so every single social style has a desire to take care of the people that they're working with, but they do it from their own genetic description of their personality, their own social style, their own communication language. And so when do they buy? You know, when does an analytical buy? When you have filled their information bucket. You fill their information bucket, you're the one that has given them what they're looking for, what they need. They're going to buy from you, because they're going to come to the conclusion, wow, this guy knows everything. He knows this really well. I can trust him. When's the amiable buy? When you've communicated to them that this is a good decision. With an amiable, you don't look them in the eye, because it's a turtle. They're going to jump back into their shell. With an amiable, you can metaphorically get up from the other side of the desk, walk around the desk, put your arm around them, and look at the proposal together with them. And you tell them. You tell them, you know, these numbers look good, right? And they're going to, yeah, they look good. Okay, well, I want you to know something, Mr. Amiable. It doesn't really matter how much I'm going to save you unless you know that I'm going to take care of you. And this is a good decision. I'm going to be with you every step of the way. So there's a script right there for you for working with an amiable. And then the need to know you're reliable, the driver. You want to tell Mr. Driver, I want you to know that I'm here for you the whole way. This is a good decision. You can trust me. I'll take care of your company. So you need to buy this program, because I'm the best one available for you. You can tell a driver, you can just straight out look them in the eye and tell them, you need to buy from me. That's the kind of strong personality that you got to come back to with a driver. And then the expressive is, you know, Mr. Expressive, we're going to have a lot of fun doing this. This is a great decision for you. I'm going to help you look good to your superiors. You know, this is going to be a team effort, and you're not in it alone. This is going to be good for everybody. So with that, with the mindset of social styles for today, learn to read people, learn to read their social styles, so that you can generate stronger trust and rapport relationship building and more sales. So I hope that really does help you have an outstanding day. And thank you for dealing with the technical difficulties in the beginning. Have a fantastic day.